Is it allowed for me to accept extra work days at my job in order to facilitate my colleague getting Christmas gift, shopping days, and other privileges? Barakallahu feekum.
One of the principles that the people of knowledge mention in relation to the affairs of business or in relation to the affairs of work and employment or hiring or someone hiring one's services is that all of these things must revolve around the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Cooperate upon righteousness and taqwa, and do not cooperate upon sin and enmity. And that involves and includes where we work and what we do at work. And so, for example, if one works in an organization that takes care of and deals with the interest and the usury that is consumed by certain companies, and one is a computer technician for that company, then it is not permissible to work for them because it has in it aiding that which is considered haram and from the worst of the forms of haram. Similarly, if a person was working, مثلاً, in a brewery, and his job within the brewery is to just move water from one place to another, and that he is not a part of the fermentation process or other than that, but his work is essential and aids and supports the evil. Yani, the evil would not be able to continue, or that it would be hampered without our participation and without our work. If one works as a cleaner within the bank, similarly, these forms of work, the question that we always ask ourselves, regardless of what we do, is does my work revolve around and stay within the perimeters of وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Cooperate upon righteousness and taqwa, and do not cooperate upon sin and enmity. And the first question then that you would ask, that is as it relates to the work. If the work is halal, then is there something within and while upon the job that may cause one to fall into the statement of Allah, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, that is considered cooperation upon sin and enmity. And so, for example, if someone says, could you carry out such and such a job so that I can go and have a beer on my break, then is what you're about to do, will it aid this individual in consuming that alcohol? If that is the case, it is not permissible to aid and make it easy for the individual to do so, because you are now considered an accomplice to that sin. And as we've mentioned in previous sittings, the origin is that the kuffar are mukhatabin bi furu' al-sharia. That is to say that the kuffar are addressed with the same thing that the Muslim is addressed with. And they will be questioned about those things yawm al-qiyamah. And one of the reasons that they will be punished is because of the fact that they fell into those things that are haram, or that they did not do and carry out those things that were wajib for the Muslim generally. As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, which is one of the evidences that is used by the A'immah and those who hold the position, and from them, Sheikh Muhammad Amin al-Shinqiti in al-Mudhakira, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ, that Allah mentions, ask the mujrimeen, this is Yawm al-Qiyamah, what is it that has caused you to enter the hellfire? They will say, لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ, that we were not from those who prayed. Neither did we feed the poor. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِدِينَ, and we used to enter into foul speech with those who used to enter. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ, and we used to disbelieve in the day of judgment. حتى أتانا اليقين, until certainty came to us. And so the response of these kuffar yawm al-qiyamah indicate that the actions that are performed by the Muslims, they are actions that should have been performed by them. We did not used to pray. Neither did we used to feed the poor. And that the actions that were haram upon the Muslims were actions that were haram upon them. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِذِينَ We used to enter into false speech with those who used to enter. Haram. And we used to disbelieve in the Day of Judgment, reject it. Haram. Until certainty came to us, يعني death. And so the kuffar are addressed with the same thing that we are addressed with. Therefore, it is not permissible to aid them upon that which Allah Azza wa Jal has addressed even them with. It is not permissible to aid them upon haram, and that includes the participation in these festivities. And so, if you doing so, or if you carrying out what he has requested, necessitates giving them aid upon the festivity, then it is not permissible. If it is giving him aid generally, for example, he's tired or he feels sick or he needs a break, then that is fine. But as far as aiding him upon haram, then it is not permissible to aid the Muslim or the non-Muslim upon haram. So it is not permissible, for example, to go and buy your uncle or your father rum in order to celebrate the Christmas period. I'm not going to drink it, I'm just buying it for them. No, haram. And so that would involve and include that which is present within the question, that is facilitating ease in order to buy or to do the Christmas shopping, which has in it the same celebration that we have been discussing throughout this session. Allahu ta'ala alam.